order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0 for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
Hey Tiger fans, Clemson soccer alumni Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I wanted to update you about the current real estate market. With high buyer demand, historically low mortgage rates, and low inventory, buyers are fully prepared to purchase. If you have been considering selling, now is the time. My professional approach is to educate my sellers so you are fully prepared every step of the home selling process. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you're looking to sell your home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
We do maintenance routines on so many things in our lives to keep them optimized. Our cars, our lawnmowers, even our health. Have you ever thought to do a maintenance check on the roof that keeps your family safe during storms and dry during the cold winter rain and cool during hot summers? Take care of your roof, and it will take care of you for a lifetime. Call Adams & Co. Roofing Specialist today. It's a free roof maintenance plan quote at 260-0080.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts or go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and your local Moe's Southwest Grill locations, 13 strong across the upstate, have teamed up with Aurora and Tigers for Tatas. Stop by any of the 13 Moe's Southwest Grill locations and purchase your Tigers for Tatas wristband for $10. 100% of the proceeds go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. Get your Tigers for Tatas wristband today from any of the 13 upstate Moe's Southwest Grill locations.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Bennett Equipment is the largest locally owned construction equipment sales and rental company in the upstate. For 21 years, we've supplied equipment that's helped build our communities. Takeuchi Equipment and Attachments are the cornerstone of our business. If you need to make a purchase before year end, we need to talk now. With high demand and low inventories, don't be left out. Call us today or visit us online. And remember, when you have equipment needs, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
The ships at sea. How are you today, Ramona?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you sure? I mean, you sound a little you sound a little confused about the first question
of
the night.
No. I'm good. It's just when I went to tell you I was good, the mic was really high and everyone screamed in your ear.
I thought you maybe were still just, you know, dazed and confused over the fact you went 9-1 in the Park National Bank. You pick 'em, guys.
No, I'm not confused at all.
Toto? I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
We aren't in Kansas anymore. You know, 7. This is what Ramona used at one point for her hideous pick music from The Wizard of Oz.
That's my pick music because you don't get it. We're not in Kansas anymore. Yeah. You have your picks and I have mine.
I get it.
And mine are different. Yours are different,
all right.
So I figured today I would tell you that we're not in Kansas anymore. Right. That in the Park National Bank Pick'em Contest, I went 9-1.
You know, if we ever needed more proof that this was a insane season in college football, Ramona going 9-1 after a 7-3 week tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about last week.
About the state of college football right now.
I forgot
about
last week.
It's none of these other things. It's not Alabama losing to A&M. It's not Clemson start to the season or Ohio State or any of the other struggles. The strangest thing, if you ever needed more proof about the oddity that this season of 2021 is, Ramona going 9-1 after going in 7-3 last week.
And guess who else went 9-1?
It's 16-4. Yeah, John Height.
John Height!
John Height. Right, and John had been, sort of stinking up the joint, and now he went 9-1. So, John now on fire along with you, Ramona.
Yeah, I see that.
But
see that.
9-1.
Oh, and our team.
Right. And did I not leave you a message on Saturday night, like 1 a.m., I left you a message that I was just laughing into the phone, and I said, you're not going to believe this, Ramona, because she has no idea. She doesn't know until Monday unless I tell her.
I don't watch all the games.
Right. So I left her a message at like 1 a.m. that you actually went 9-1 in the Park National Bank You Pick'em Contest. I was looking at your situation, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, oh, you started the same way I did. You had Q's, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, NC State, Baylor, and then it just kept going. You had A&M, Oklahoma State. The only game you lost was Tennessee, and they nearly came back and won.
Did they really?
They nearly came back and won. The only game you lost by 2 points.
So I took that one because I didn't think Georgia was going to win by that many points, and you're saying that Georgia did.
Tennessee didn't play Georgia. See what I'm talking about, people?
Oh, no. Well, now I'm looking. Oh, no, that's Kentucky.
Yeah.
Okay, Mississippi. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was the close one. I was thinking, oh, so I got the Kentucky one right, too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
This is glorious. This is great.
And comfortably, you got it right.
Okay, yeah, the Mississippi and the Tennessee, that was a close one.
Yeah.
So that was, yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you.
I accept that defeat.
Yeah, you legitimately had a chance to win that thing at the end.
Wow.
And that game went haywire at the end with Tennessee fans throwing all sorts of bottles and cans in the field. Just disgraceful behavior.
Why do that?
Right. Just absolutely disgraceful behavior out of Knoxville. You hillbillies should be ashamed of yourselves. Honestly, just disgraceful. Absolutely awful. You know, you got kids on that field who are 18 to 22 years old, and you're throwing crap from the upper deck in the student section. These are full bottles. They're basically weapons.
Really?
And you're throwing them onto the field. People were hit. I mean, just an absolutely disgraceful embarrassment for that whole program. And Heupel eventually brought his sorry A out onto the field and tried to get him quiet down. He should have been out there immediately taking control of that. You know, just...
That's terrible.
Just an abomination. You know, I hope Tennessee never wins another football game. I'm sorry.
Why would they do that? They were doing good and everything. Why?
Oh, because they didn't like a call. There was a 4th-and-24 play that they marked it short, correctly so. And
that's why? Because of a call?
Yeah, yeah. And,
that's terrible.
Yeah, so, you know, look.
Because they've been winning their games, right? I mean, they haven't been doing too bad,
no,
and that's how they act.
Right, right. Maybe that's what it is. You know, it's been since 1998 since they've won anything that matters, so maybe they just
don't. Yeah, but you don't throw a jar with some. I mean, oh, it's somebody. Awesome. Yeah. That had somebody in the head. That's going to hurt them very badly. Yeah.
Just, no, disgraceful. And again,
that is, that's bad.
There are 18 to 22-year-olds on that field. Just
I'll just never pick them again.
Regardless, you know, it's just.
That's terrible.
It's just absolutely unacceptable behavior.
It is. I agree with you.
Yeah, I've decided I hate like three things. I'm wrong. I've been thinking about this.
Three things?
Yeah, two national.
You only hate three things?
Well, probably. Well, I probably hate more than that.
Okay, but three, let's be honest.
Yeah, I hate Tennessee fans right now.
Yeah, I'm with
you. I hate liars because, you know, there are so many of these. I've had the displeasure of dealing with two national companies recently that took my money for things and still haven't delivered their product.
Oh, that's not good.
One of them that took my money on August 10th, and yeah, I'm very displeased with them.
Oh yeah.
And so yeah, I hate that, and I hate all people who go to rest areas except me.
That's right. The rest area incident.
I hate all of that. So if you're on that list, you want in 654-7627. So congratulations there, producer.
So well, thank you, and also our team is winning.
Yeah.
Oh,
look what?
I was looking at our team. I see that. Oh, I'm beating you. I'm beating you by three games.
Well,
goodness gracious.
You went 16-4 the last 2 weeks.
Oh, 16-4. Awesome.
16-4. Here's what happened, Ramona. You ran your mouth that 1 week.
Yeah.
And you tanked.
Yeah,
so,
I did.
So after that, you shut right up.
That's right. That should be a lesson to everyone. Keep your mouth closed.
Yeah. So after
Look at this down here, Morgan Thomas.
After that, you quieted right down, and then you jetted off. So
I
mean, you're absolutely killing it. All right, lots to get to on the show. I want to talk about Clemson and Syracuse and what it all means, and has this team really taken a step forward? And if so, where is it? Do you need a magnifying glass to find it? I think the answer is sort of yes to that. I'm just going to be honest. All right. On a Monday, Clemson is not scoring 17 points and beating Pittsburgh. I'll tell you that right now. All right. You're going to need 34 points to beat Pittsburgh because they're going to score 34 points on you. So if you can figure out a way between now and the game where you get to 34, let me know. Otherwise, I just don't see it. This team has just not put anything together offensively. I know that we keep hearing how close they are. They're not. I'm sorry. It's the same thing week after week. It's scoring 13, 17 points. Scored 3 points in the second half. 3 points in the second half in a possession with 5 minutes to go. Your quarterback ran up the middle twice, and then you set yourself up in third and long and threw an incomplete pass. I don't know. It just doesn't look like there's much trust of the offensive pieces right now. And, you know, I don't know what it will take to change that, but something has to happen to change it. Because it's hard to imagine right now the way Pittsburgh can score Clemson winning this game without big mistakes. You know, the last two games have come down to the other side failed. You know, Boston College, they blew a shotgun snap from the 10-yard line in the waning moments. And Syracuse missed a field goal because Dino Babers is, you know, an idiot and just keeps doing the same exact wrong things time after time after time. And you benefited from that. But, you know, it took a fake punt. It took a Tyler Venables interception. It took no turnovers. And it took a missed field goal to beat Syracuse by three. You're just not moving the ball with any consistency. I think the run game looks a little better. The offensive line, due to a COVID situation, changed again. The O-line's performance was uneven in this game. There were moments that the run blocking was pretty good. There were moments in pass protection where they struggled. I think the two biggest plays of the game were made by special teamers. And I'll explain that when we get back. But, you know, you want to get in on any of this, 654-7627. We're gonna talk about the game in a little more detail, break some of it down. You want to get in the conversation, you're welcome, Tim. Texas says, with Clemson having to have urgency in scoring, do you think they'll be more aggressive against Pitt? Yeah, I don't know. You know, when I came in, Ben had mentioned that he saw a text like that. I don't know if it was you, Texter, who wrote him, or if you had a similar thought to someone else. I guess the thought process would be, if you get behind early, does that compel you to be more aggressive? Maybe. But does that make you more confident or more likely to make a mistake? I don't know. I think there's a school of thought that says, you know, I think the mindset right now is sort of like, well, we're okay and things are getting a little better, but there's no tangible sign of that. You need a microscope to find that right now in terms of what you're seeing out of the offense. It's, you know, there are a couple things that maybe you're doing a little better, but the result is still, you know, you're scoring 17 points and 3 points in the second half and holding on for dear life and hoping the other team makes a mistake. It's just, you're just not going to be able to do that against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is one of the best scoring teams in the country. Go look at their games. Every game, it's 45, 50, you know, 55. I mean, this is what they're doing every game. And Pickett is playing remarkably well. So they're going to score. They're going to put points up on the board. And, you know, the only way to stay up in this game is you're going to have to match. This is not a game you're going to win 17-13. Just not happening. This is not BC with Dennis Grossell. This is not Syracuse with Schrader. This is a guy who's, you know, a legit Heisman candidate. And they're putting up legit points. And I just, to me, I mean, I think you're going to need 34 to win. Maybe more. Something like that. I mean, you're not going to hold Pitt at home to less than 31 points. I mean, that'd be like the minimum, I see. I mean, and if your offense doesn't move the ball, there are going to be problems in this game. I don't know. You know, sometimes you need a reset to change your thought process. You know, sometimes you need a, if you keep finding ways to win ugly, but you find a way to get through, then maybe you convince yourself that it's okay. And sometimes maybe in life you actually need a reset. Unless the offense picks up dramatically by Saturday, I'm afraid a reset is coming, but we'll see. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll talk more about Syracuse on the other side.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
With Carolina Fresh Farms, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. It's the perfect time to make plans for fall. Whether you need to protect your lawn to prevent winter weeds, freshen up your mulch, or create a new project like a natural stone paver patio, outdoor fireplace, or retaining wall, our knowledgeable staff specialists are ready to help you. With 7 locations across South Carolina, visit our website, CarolinaFreshFarms.com, to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Purple Haze, with stores in Williamston and Clemson, loves their customers and wants to help out their student customers. To show their appreciation, students with a current student ID can get 10% off store merchandise. Save on jewelry, crystals, glassware, and apparel. Some exclusions apply. See your favorite Purple Haze location for details. Purple Haze can even special order for you if there's something they don't have in stock. Giving back to the community. Purple Haze. They'll put a spell on you.
Ha, 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 ha. If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
It's time to gear up, football fans, and the Tiger Sports Shop is the best place to do it. We have three locations to serve you, including our College Avenue store, our Highway 123 location, and our newest addition, the Tiger Sports Shop on Highway 76 in Pendleton. We offer everything Clemson for the Clemson fan, fueling the passion of Tiger fans everywhere since 1974. Champion, Cutter and Buck, Comfort Colors, Russell Athletic are just a few of the name brand quality apparel you can find at the Tiger Sports Shop. We're an exclusive provider of Nike on-field apparel and the unique Tiger Sports Shop branded collection, which offers quality apparel at an affordable price. Gear up with us and support your Tigers.
Serving Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens counties, Tri-County Technical College is in the top 10% nationwide for successful transfers to four-year colleges and universities. What that means for you is an almost seamless transition as you advance your college education. Tri-County offers a simpler pathway to a law enforcement career through their pre-police academy training. In the healthcare field, they offer medical lab and surgical technician training, as well as EMT and medical assistance training. If you're looking for a career in today's technology fields, how about Cisco Network Administrator and Computer Technician Study? They are hot jobs with cool results like HVAC technicians, a high-demand, high-paying field looking for grads like you after you successfully complete the program. Tri-County Technical College offers you many opportunities to gain the necessary skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Start your journey today at tctc.edu.
I'm Dr. Frank Armacita, orthopedic surgeon with the Surgery Center at Pelham. I grew up in Clemson and graduated from Clemson University, and in the upstate, we are neighbors. If your joints are worn out after years of golf, tennis, cycling, running, or weekend warrior activities, I believe our team at the Surgery Center at Pelham can make a difference in your life. We revolutionized the same-day total knee and same-day total hip replacement surgery. You'll be walking out the very same day and back home safely that night. Learn more online at surgerycenteratpelham.com.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. So, 82% of you listening will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. 82% of you will note that if you're hiring, ZipRecruiter finds qualified people for your job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And 82% of you will remember that you can try ZipRecruiter for free. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Where else can you get the nation's best in talent evaluation, scheme breakdown, and all the insight to making a winning football team? That's right, only on Road Rage with Walt Deptula. Every day from 3 to 7 p.m., right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
I can't get a hold of myself. Breaking all the rules, playing games with my head.
My 20s, living reckless. So turn the hourglass over and let's wreck this. It's a brand new world.
Welcome to Road Rage. Georgia Tech Mike says Ramon has absorbed Walt's instinctive knowledge and become the new Walt. Meanwhile, Walt of late has not been trusting his instincts. Well, you know, there's something to that because, like, and my own spread picks this week, I went under 500. And last week I went 6-3 and thought I was finally starting to figure something out. And then this week I went 4-6. I think I lost 3 games by 1 point.
Oh, that must have been annoying.
Yeah. I didn't win any by 1 point. And, you know, last year we went 68% as we've been. for really 15 years. And
it's a weird year.
And I, not only did we go 68%, but all those games, all of them, we destroyed the spread. Every win was like by 30 points all year long. But I just, honestly, I just can't figure it out. I mean, I'm sitting here in mid-season, and I still don't know who a lot of these teams are from week to week. You know, I feel like it's sort of like week one. I mean, I think I'm getting some things in that. For example, and Tom, I'm coming right to you. I think the two best teams in the Big Ten are in order are Ohio State and Penn State. Penn State is now sort of decimated by injuries, though. But the other thing is those two teams' remaining schedules are absolutely brutal. You know, we're all talking about Georgia, but I'm not so sure that Ohio State won't beat Georgia. The question is, can they get there? Because the remaining schedule, as I said, is brutal. If Ohio State, and Ohio State can't afford any more mulligans. They've had theirs. Tiger Kev says, can you explain how Purdue beat Iowa? Actually, I can. I'll get to that in a minute, Kev. Let me get to Tom on Clemson first. You want to get in 654-7627. I do want to talk about some specific moments in the game and talk about situationally some of the things that I witnessed. And people are asking me, you know, what's it going to take to fix it? This kind of stuff. I'm going to get to that. Tom, how are you?
I'm good. Didn't get to watch any football this weekend, but, you know, I saw the Clemson score. You know, I am an Ohio State fan. I've called in a few times, and I guess I just want to say I'm, you know, looking at it from the outside, I'm just kind of taken back by how Clemson has kind of come back to the competition. You know, I get that teams struggle. Ohio State, you know, new quarterback, you guys new quarterback, even though he played some last year. I get that you're going to make a misstep against Georgia or Oregon or someone like that. But, my gosh, I mean, just to see Clemson put up these scores and squeak out some of these wins against teams that, you know, I don't know if, you know, they've had chances to beat Clemson. And I think a couple of those games, maybe you won on reputation because they just kind of realized, hey, it's Clemson. And but I'm just kind of taken back by it, really. I mean, you know, there's the upper echelon of teams in college football, which I think I've always considered Clemson one of those teams. And to kind of see this is, it's perplexing. I mean, I don't watch it enough to, understand the program enough to understand what's going on, but just to see the scores and the struggles.
Let me give you an idea that you can relate to from an Ohio State Buckeye standpoint, because you do watch the Buckeyes, right?
Yeah, when I can. Yeah, okay. Sure.
Well, look, the first part of the season, Ohio State couldn't stop anybody if you armed them with baseball bats. And the reason you couldn't stop anybody is because your entire core of linebackers had moved on to the National Football League, including two of the better players in the country. I don't mean the Tough Borlands of the world, but that core of linebackers, which included Tough Borland, probably the worst player of the group, but you had four proven guys and two highly regarded NFL guys playing linebacker for you. You lost that whole group of guys. And so when the season began, you couldn't stop anything or anybody. Oregon ran all over you. Now, I thought eventually you would figure it out and fix it, and I think you're starting to fix it. But one of the ways you fix it is your offense is really dynamic and returned a lot of pieces and is outscoring everybody. Meanwhile, Clemson's offense basically had nine new players, nine first-time starters and or guys playing out of position. And so you saw the problems you had at the linebacker level with run fits and eye discipline and false steps. Well, Clemson's having those same kind of problems offensively because they have too many new or mismatched pieces. And do I think it's a long-term problem? No, I think it's a single-season problem. But it's a problem that they're struggling to fix.
Right. Well, and, you know, even the Oregon game, we we had a shot there. I mean, Stroud overthrew one of the receivers down the side. Wilson, I think it was, wide open.
Yeah, but he threw for 500 yards, yeah. Tom. But he threw for 500 yards in that game. Your problem was you couldn't stop the run at all because your linebackers were terrible.
Right. But in the moment, you know, that was a moment where we could have bailed out and maybe got the game to overtime.
Right.
But, you know, and I get it. Those things happen with a young quarterback. But, I agree. Running the table for us, I kind of don't see it with the schedule that's ahead. It'd be great if it happens, but I'm kind of realistic that I don't think that'll happen.
Well, you're the best team in that league. And if you play up, it's conceivable, but your remaining schedule is brutal. Penn State and you have brutal remaining schedules, and we'll take another look at that in a few minutes. But it's a good job, Tom. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, you know, sometimes if you give people something that relates to their situation, they it allows them to better understand a situation. And I appreciate Tom calling in. I don't think this, just to be clear of my position, I don't think that this is a program issue at all. I think this is an anomaly, an aberration. One year where things just don't work, too many new pieces. I don't think it means anything for next year or beyond. I don't. Texas says, does DJ finish his career at Clemson? You know what? He has to play better. And if he doesn't play better, eventually he'll be replaced. That's the bottom line. I mean, he has to play better. He's not the only one. Now, I still think everybody on this offense needs to play better. I've said all year, I think the offensive MVP is Davis Allen. That's not where you want to be. And I think everybody in this group needs to play better across the board. There, again, the offensive line pace ran the ball some. That seems to be an area that's improved a little bit. But again, you had a COVID situation. Your offensive line disrupt the chemistry that you had from the game before. So you didn't even give yourself a chance to find out whether you could continue and have some continuity into this game. And there were missed assignments again in this game. I mean, there are always going to be missed assignments. But I thought the offensive line was sort of a mixed bag in this game. I thought there were moments that were pretty good. And then I thought there were some really bad missed assignments in clutch situations that you just can't have. I mean, there was a 3rd-and-1 where you run quarterback power. You've got Davis Allen lined up right behind the offensive line. I think you had 7-8 blockers on the play. It's 3rd-and-1. And I have no idea what you're doing. None. I mean, Trotter doesn't block the nose guard right in front of his face. He blocks down. The nose guard is just free carte blanche to waltz in the backfield. Actually, he blocked nobody on that play. 3rd-and-1, you run quarterback power. You get 7-8 blockers, and you blocked nobody. Nobody. Yeah, the play had no chance. I mean, it's like a 3-yard loss on 3rd-and-1. I mean, it's just a total offensive line bust. Missed assignment. Maybe more than one missed assignment. I need to go back and look at it. But it was a jailbreak. Well, and of course, it starts with nobody blocks the nose on a 3rd-and-1 quarterback power. That won't help. Mm-mm. Malcolm, how are you?
Well, how you doing today?
How you doing, Malcolm?
I'm doing pretty good. I got a couple of questions to ask you, though.
Yeah.
My first question is, I don't know if you remember when before the Georgia game, you asked for Georgia fans to call in and give you a football reason why Georgia could beat Clemson. And I told you I thought it was going to be the line of scrimmage. And I think I was right about that one, right?
Yeah. We're going back to cover Georgia-Clemson, Malcolm?
No, I'm leading this up. Okay. Well, you know, I always got to lead.
All right, I got you.
Okay. All right. I don't think what's wrong with Clemson right now is I think I'm like you. I think it's a 1 year thing. I think it's a more of a chemistry, personnel, fitness issue. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it as I don't see it as the Florida State thing. In other words, Florida State won a national championship.
Yeah, no.
And fell off a cliff. I don't see that at all. So I think it's like more like a 1 year blip on the screen.
Yeah, look, I think DJ is slowly developing some chemistry with some of these receivers. The two guys, Ross is starting to find himself again, but you know he'll be moving on at the end of the year. But Ngata and Bo Collins are two guys that DJ is starting to develop some chemistry with. It's not surprising, the Bo Collins thing, he played with him in high school. But Ngata and DJ are starting to develop some chemistry. But again, you know, look, I have said since the first game, after the first game when it sort of hit me, you know, when a building fell on me, I came on and I said, you know, I think it's going to take till game 7-8 before you see much progress, because I just think you have to develop chemistry. And I point back to Tampa Bay and Brady last year. You talk about the greatest receiver of all time with experienced receivers that he inherited, and it still took half a year to develop chemistry. And yeah. Now you're talking about a kid with a bunch of new receivers, and it's taken that time to develop chemistry. Now, again, are there some signs of improvement? Maybe, but you know, you got to look for them with a magnifying glass, because they're not real tangible. And are there still going to be bumps ahead? Yes, I think there will be. I mean, I don't think this season is going to end as people hope, but again, I don't think it means anything for the program. I mean, I think the program will be right back to being Clemson next year, even if you go 8-4 this year, which is what I think probably happens.
One other thing I got for you, Ward, is you said that you thought maybe if Ohio State and Georgia was to play today, you think Ohio State could probably win. And they could win, but I don't think that's not the team in the future that I fear the most for Georgia. It's Oklahoma, because they look completely different with Caleb Williams at quarterback. They look like – and they was undefeated before him and just look like, man, they're hitting another gear. What do you think about them?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that they're a different team, a better team with Williams at quarterback, no question. I still think Ohio State is the team that would concern me most if I was Georgia right now. But as I said, Malcolm, they may not get there. We'll take a look at their schedule, because their schedule is brutal, absolutely brutal,
yeah.
And they can't afford another loss. And, you know, because their schedule's so tough, Malcolm, you know how this works being an SEC guy.
Mm-hmm.
They could get beaten up even if they win those games.
Yeah. Yeah, but one last thing for you, Warden. This is totally off the deep end, off football. I hope you indulge me for a second.
John Gianelli, Malcolm.
No, and it is basketball. I just
wanted to see if I could throw you off your game with an old Nick reference.
My first of all, I want to tell you that my son is an idiot, okay? So, and he takes after his father. So, and he told me that right now, the next 25 in, he would put Luka Doncic in the next 25 in. Is he crazy?
What do you mean the next 25 in?
Okay, you have the 50 greatest players, right?
Okay. You're saying, so Luka between 51 and 75.
Exactly. He's saying that he's already earned that spot in the next 25. And I'm saying he hasn't put in the time yet.
Yeah, you're both probably right there. He's going to be there eventually, but, you know, you might be right that he hasn't put in the time yet. But, you know, look, he's going to be there. He's going to be there eventually. You know, he's a pretty talented offensive player that does everything well on offense. You know, not great defensively, but there have been a lot of guys like that.
Only thing I say, to him is that he hasn't won anything yet, a playoff game.
That's true.
MVP.
That's true.
Anyway, Walt, you have a great show as always. Just Clemson fans, don't worry. Georgia pick up the slack.
Michael Ray Richardson.
Sugar Ray.
See you, Malcolm. Walt Dipto, Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. You want in 654-7627.
McMillan, Past and Smith and Clayton Construction are proud to host the Roar and Tigers for Tatas at Freight Yard in downtown Spartanburg. Come join Kwok and Kelly on Wednesday, October 20th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. where you can purchase Tigers for Tatas bands and t-shirts to support Dabo's All-In Foundation for the fight against breast cancer. Grab a beer from Freight Yard's wide selection of craft and domestic and pair it with a yard dog and a side of loaded tater tots. McMillan, Past and Smith and Clayton Construction want to say thank you for joining them and go Tigers!
When you're looking for the beautiful gift she deserves, do what I do. Shop at Turner's Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of silver, gold, precious gems, and diamonds. And Turner's can create a custom piece she'll absolutely treasure, whatever the occasion. Trust a tradition of family excellence for more than 60 years. Shop now at turnersjewelers.com or visit them today in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belkin Seneca. Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how at Turner's Jewelers.
I'm joined again today by Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, a listener asked, Walt, I hear Joe Namath, J.J. Walker, and other celebrities urging me to call the toll-free number and receive all these extra Medicare benefits. Is this for real?
Listener, I cannot tell you how glad I am you asked this question. These people basically are misleading and outright lying to the vast majority of you. There are very unique circumstances that few qualify for that may give one or two additional benefits, but these actors make it sound like Christmas. If you want the straight answer from a guy who knows and sells all the local plans, just give me a call at 864-307-8484. We will only change you if it truly benefits you.
There you have it. Medicare recipients, give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484 for the straight answer. You will thank me later.
What do bird dogs and lizards have in common? They're some of the fine eats at the chicken basket. That's right. And the most delicious fried chicken, too. Give us a try or give us a call. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson, 226-3242.
Ralph Hayes Toyota, the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina, has your choice of select rental vehicles. Choose from full-size trucks, including Tundras and four-wheel drive Tacomas, midsize hybrid minivans like the 40 miles to the gallon Sienna, even trucks with tow hitches. Whether tailgating at Death Valley or a trip to the beach, Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson has the rental vehicle you want. South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer for over 70 years.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
In the market for a new car? Check out State Credit Union today. They've helped over 3,500 members with their car loans this year. With rates as low as 1.99% APR and no payment for 90 days, you'll love your new car loan just like they do. Short on time? Applying online is fast and easy. Visit their website to learn more. SCSCU.com. That's SCSCU.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Have you thought about going back to school and finally completing your degree? If so, Southern Wesleyan University is your answer. 100% online classes, competitive tuition, and the opportunity to advance in your career. Pursuing a degree at SWU is worth your time and money. You will find curriculum that combines an ethic of care with real-world concepts, taught in a faith-filled community that equips you with the skills to meet the needs employers are looking for. Step into faith. Step into community. Step into SWU. Apply today with no application fee. Go to www.swu.edu.
Hey Tiger fans, Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit morgancolemanrealestate.com.
We've all seen how rapidly Tigertown has grown in recent years. Help shape the future of Clemson by getting involved in Uptown Next, a publicly driven process to help shape the heart of Clemson around College Avenue and Tiger Boulevard. Go to clemsoncity.org and click on the Uptown Next banner. Register for one of two workshops, October 19th at 2 or 5:30 p.m. Be a part of your city of Clemson, Uptown Next. Register now at clemsoncity.org for the October 19th event. Your voice can help shape the future of Clemson.
You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
He can absolutely move in a different direction quickly without warning.
Where every day is game day.
Some people say there's a song you can sing that goes on and on.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about my friend Gary Mahaffey, Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary's an independent Medicare insurance agent who understands and sells all of the local products. Gary's worked exclusively in this insurance market for over 16 years. Many of you have used Gary, called in with unsolicited testimonials, singing his praises. You talk about how patient Gary was with you, how thorough he was, how knowledgeable he was, how accommodating he was. If you're concerned with COVID issues still looming, no worry. Gary can handle your situation online. By the way, we're in the annual enrollment period now until December 7th. So if you're going to change, you have to get it done now. Gary's been on Medicare himself for a few years. He'll share his personal experience with you as both an agent and a customer. Gary services after the sale. He tells you if you have a problem, I have a problem. Call me first. Gary's paid by the insurance companies, not you. Going through Gary in no way raises any cost for you. It's only going to save you money. Gary wants to educate you, does an in-depth needs analysis with you to make sure your individual needs are best met. Gary does not work for any insurance company or Medicare. He works for you, his customer. Call my friend Gary Mahaffey, 864-307-8484. 864-307-8484. Gary Mahaffey founded Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. It's insuranceforseniorsanddisabled.com on the web. When you're looking for somebody in this world you can trust, Gary Mahaffey is your guy. Back to the phones. Rudy and John, I want to get to some of your text messages as well. Hey, Ramona, how about this? Texter 865 says, Walt, by the way, Ramona, if you find yourself in this text, it's only because you're searching. Well, this anomaly is not contained to y'all. My pool I'm in is being led by the biggest dope among 16 of us, and he's ahead by 7 games. This guy couldn't tell you where Las Vegas is, but apparently he should have a job there. That's it. That's what we're talking about. Rudy, how are you?
Ted Turtle, my friend, how you doing?
Good, Rudy. Appreciate you getting back in.
Yes, sir. Thank you for letting me in. I have a new name for Ramona, Walt.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Call Ramona Vegas.
Yeah, like, she's Vegas for 2 weeks.
I wish I could go to Vegas. I'd go to Vegas and, you know, yeah. I mean,
Ramona, if you start putting $100 on every game you pick, you would have plenty of money to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
By now, the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Walt, let me get this by you real quick. DJ seemed like a mobile quarterback in high school. Why does he seem like a statue at Clemson? Is it the play calling? Is it not, they not let him do what he does, or what?
Well, they're not moving him. I mean, you know, he's sitting in the pocket and throwing the football. He is running more, but. You know,
but he looked like he was really good in high school with like rolling out throws.
Yeah, well, they're not doing any of that with him, and you would have to ask them. Now, one of the concerns is when you roll the quarterback or you move the pocket, you make it a half field offensive read, and
sure.
maybe they don't want to do that. I can't answer it. I just think that you still are having. Offensive chemistry issues sort of all the way around.
I get you talking about far as Lyman missing blocks and so forth.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of it. You know, the receivers are still dropping balls. The receivers still don't get great separation. At times, the offensive line is allowing jailbreaks, and DJ is not throwing the ball accurately.
I got you. I appreciate that, Walt. Last thing, while I take it off air, the Braves. I'm pleasantly surprised. I don't know how long they can keep this horseshoe up there yin yang going, but I'm glad. I just want to know, you think it's a repeat of last year when they were three up and then it collapsed? Or, hey, but Walt, let me tell you this before I go. You know, Tiger Pal Rachel, she's a converted Braves fan now. So you think she's our good luck charm?
Yeah.
Thank you, Walt.
Yeah,
see you, bud.
Thank you, Rudy. No, her Yankees are out of the playoffs. So I don't think she's a good luck charm. It does seem similar to last year right now, but, you know, the Braves are, I think, more confident right now. We're going to talk about that series a little later and about Dave Roberts' generosity late in that game. But, look, from a Braves standpoint, you know, all you worry about is you. It doesn't matter what they did or their manager makes bonehead decisions. It just doesn't matter. You worry about you and whether you win or not. There's no judgment scale late in the process or after the season for how you won. You don't get extra points or bonus points for that. It's simple. You either won or you lost. And the Braves are up two games to zero. It doesn't matter how it happened. The question is, can you get to four against a team that won 106 games? I'll say this. I think if you win game three, there's no way the same thing happens to you 2 years in a row. Now, if you don't win game three, then does the giant come to life? I mean, the Dodgers are too good to just get, you know, swept out of the championship series or something. But, you know, game three really decides the whole thing, I think, because if the Dodgers win game three, now they have momentum and they're home. If the Braves win game three, there's just no way on God's green earth that the Braves are going to be swept four straight games to end the series against the Dodgers 2 years in a row. So, look, the Braves did exactly what they had to do. They're in great position. Austin Riley came up big in both games. I had Austin Riley wrong. You know, Jones deserves tremendous credit for coaching Austin Riley up. But you can only coach somebody who wants to get better. And Austin Riley clearly has worked at the holes in his swing. And I had Austin Riley wrong. In these last two games, he's been heroic. And the Braves are in great position as a result. So there's that. I want to get more into specifics of the Clemson game. You can get in 654-7627. Brooke the mail lady, I'm going to get to your text in a minute too. John, how are you?
I'm okay, Walt. How you doing?
Good, John. Appreciate you getting in.
Thanks. Quick question. I'm with my buddy. I say Shipley is a better running back than Marfa, and I can't wait till he gets back in the lineup. He thinks Marfa's better. What do you think?
I thought that when Clemson signed that class, that the two best backs on this team were going to be Shipley and Maffa. I thought that both guys were tremendous, you know, sort of a thunder lightning deal. But if I can only pick one, I'm still taking Shipley. I think Shipley is the most talented back on this team, and I think it's just a matter of time before he proves that. I think you got to remember that Shipley faced the worst part of the season, the part of the season in which the offensive line was atrocious. The offensive line is now getting better, and I think that has benefited both Pace and Maffa. But I think both those guys are good players, and you know, and I think there's room for all of them. But no, I'm with you, John. I think the most talented back on this team is Will Shipley, and I think he will prove that.
Well, thank you.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
your feedback.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. Yeah, again, I like Maffa. Maffa gives you a different dimension. He's a bigger, stronger guy. He can catch the ball. He has good athleticism, speed for a guy who's his size. But Shipley can be a game breaker, and we just haven't seen it yet. We just haven't seen it enough of him yet with a remade offensive line. But you will in time. And there's room for all of them. I'm getting a lot of questions about the Braves. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that in a couple of minutes. And so good job. Keep them coming. I'll get to your texts on that. Do I have time for Reichle Runa? Let me hold Reichle over because we would just be cutting him short, and we don't like to cut Reichle short. We like Reichle to get in all of his Notre Dame propaganda whenever he calls. And we have the big Notre Dame USC game this weekend. But, you know, Reichle's Notre Dame propaganda usually takes about 5 minutes. So hold on, Reichle. Don't go anywhere. Because he works at it, you know, Romano. He works at it. He has to work at it. You know, you're born a Notre Dame fan. You have to work a little extra hard. It's not being.
Yeah, you do.
It's not like being a Clemson fan in this era where things normally come very easily to you. When you're a Notre Dame fan, you have to work a little harder to make your points. Hey, let me tell you about my guy Greg Wales and Kiwi Financial. Listen, through personal life, business, financial, and estate planning changes, your financial advisor should be by your side, like financial advisor Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson. If you aren't getting the attention or information you deserve from your current financial advisor, Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson wants to earn your business and your trust. A financial advisor should know your goals, help push you towards them, send you frequent updates and encouragement along the way. Your financial advisor should also educate you on any new financial approaches to help better grow your portfolio and your return on your investments. Greg Wales knows that you've worked hard for your money and now you need it to work for you. Greg uses cutting-edge technology to create a meticulous plan that helps you achieve your current investment and financial goals. He'll be there for you through the mountains and valleys of life, educating, advising, helping you lead a more fulfilling financial future. Hey, look, if you just want more from your money and your financial advisor services, call my friend Greg Wales with Kiwi Financial today. Greg is a really bright guy. He can help you. Schedule your free consultation by calling my man Greg Wales at 654-5043, 654-5043, or visiting Kiwi Financial. They're located right next door to Max Drive-In in Pendleton Road. On Pendleton Road in Clemson. So go see Greg Wales today, especially in this economic climate where things are a little rough. Go see my guy, Greg Wales. You need his advice more than ever. Okay, on the other side, we'll get to Reichle and you. You want to get in, 654-767. I want to go over certain elements of the Clemson-Syracuse game in specifics. So we'll get to that as well. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5, Spartanburg. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
It sure is hard to make sense of the world these days. At Low Country Mail, we try to keep it simple and have one mission: make men men again. If you want to lose weight, feel better, and improve your performance in the gym and the bedroom, come see us today. For around $200 a month, we take care of your testosterone, labs, doctor visits, and much more. We also offer weight loss plans, peptide therapy, IV, and the amazing P-Shot. At Low Country Mail, we will never turn our backs on you when you have tough questions. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and your local Moe's Southwest Grill locations, 13 strong across the upstate, have teamed up with The Roar and Tigers for Tatas. Stop by any of the 13 Moe's Southwest Grill locations and purchase your Tigers for Tatas wristband for $10. 100% of the proceeds go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. Get your Tigers for Tatas wristband today from any of the 13 upstate Moe's Southwest Grill locations.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969, based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com. In Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
Whether it's lunchtime, dinner time, or sometime in between, your Pie Clemson has cheesy signature pastas, freshly made pizzas, paninis, refreshing salads, and gelato, sure to satisfy your cravings. Visit Your Pie from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily at 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson, where you can dine on the patio or order to go. Their staff has implemented extra precautions to make sure your dining experience is as health conscious and delicious as possible. It's fresh and just the way you like it. We'll see you at Your Pie Clemson.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost...